Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk. So, right now we're in the midst of the off season for the major sports like the NBA and the NFL. Let's start off with the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, Kevin Durant requested a trade a couple weeks ago. It was in like the beginning of July, and then the whole Kyrie Irving mess in that situation. I don't see where the Brooklyn Nets, I don't see the end of the light, the light at the end of the tunnel for the Brooklyn Nets. I don't see it, especially for Kyrie Irving. Now, it's been said that the only spot that Kyrie Irving could be traded to is the Lakers. And it doesn't sound like the Lakers want to give up multiple draft picks and Russell Westbrook for Kyrie Irving. And I totally understand that. I do, because if you're the Lakers, why would you give up multiple first round picks and Russell Westbrook for essentially a 1 year rental of Kyrie Irving? And we don't know if LeBron is coming back. If LeBron had two more years or maybe three more years on that Lakers contract, I'd be like, okay, let's do it. I'd be hesitant to it. I wouldn't just say, okay, let's do it right away. I'd be hesitant because Kyrie Irving's on a one-year deal. So even if you did have LeBron for 2 to 3 more years on the Lakers, you only have Kyrie Irving for 1 year. So Kyrie Irving said multiple times he wants a long-term extension, and that's why he's at a halt with the Nets. And that's why this whole thing blew up, because if the Nets just gave Kyrie Irving the extension that he wanted, there would be no off-season drama with the Nets. And I completely believe that. There is no person in this world that would say if the Brooklyn Nets offered Kyrie Irving the max extension that he wanted, there would be all this drama. KD would not want out. Kyrie Irving would be back to his normal wacky self, Mr. Flat Earth, and that's it. But since the Brooklyn Nets drew a line in the sand, Kevin Durant said, okay, I'm out of here. And it's not looking great either for Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant does have a trade market, and it's been reported that the trade market's a little bit cold. I think that's mostly because of what Brooklyn wants. Brooklyn said, what was it, last week, that they wanted two All-Stars and multiple first-round picks, which if you're giving that up for Kevin Durant, who's 29, I would say, all right, I'd be hesitant to do it, but depending on the All-Stars that you're giving up, we could talk about it. But 34-year-old Kevin Durant, who's kind of has a label now of hopping from team to team, that when the situation doesn't work out, I'd be very hesitant. I would give up an All-Star and maybe a first-round pick or two, but no way I'm giving up two All-Stars and multiple draft picks. The Brooklyn Nets are just, they're just trying to lure the suckers in like the Utah Jazz did with the Rudy Gobert trade. That's what the Brooklyn Nets are doing right now. They're saying, if you want to be a sucker, we'll do it. But that's not going to happen. Now, the market is cooling off for Kevin Durant, because now that DeAndre Ayton got signed to that max contract that Phoenix matched, that the Pacers originally gave him, but Phoenix did match it. They can't. The Suns are out. There's no way, because you can't give up Devin Booker because of the rookie max extension. And DeAndre Ayton, you can't trade him for a year. Or it's till like January like 15th or something. So no way. The Suns don't have any assets to give the Brooklyn Nets that they would want. The one team that's been reported, or actually two teams, is the Miami Heat, which I don't really see that happening unless the Brooklyn Nets are suckers, because you can't give up Bam Adebayo unless you do a three-team deal, because Bam and Ben Simmons can't be on the same team because of that stupid rookie contract extension clause in the CBA. So basically what you'd be giving up is Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and like Gabe Vincent and some picks. Like, you're getting okay players, but you're not getting all-stars back. The best player you're going to get back is like Tyler Hero, who's a six man, and I wouldn't. If that's a centerpiece of a Kevin Durant deal, then you're on the losing side already, no matter how many picks you get back. The other team that has been reported is the Washington Wizards, which, same thing. They're obviously not going to give up Bradley Beal. They just signed him to like a five-year supermax. So basically what the Wizards would be giving you are basically like Porzingis and a bunch of like okay role players, which Porzingis, ever since he got traded to the Mavericks, it just hasn't worked out for him, with injuries, not playing well with Luka. Ever since that injury happened on the Knicks for Porzingis, it's been downhill. So there's not really a market for Kevin Durant. But the thing that is in the Nets' favor is you can play this out as long as you want. You're kind of in the Ben Simmons category with the Sixers last year. You can have it go like halfway through the season because you got Kevin Durant for multiple years, and he's not a player who'll just sit out, not play. That's not who Kevin Durant is. He said multiple times he loves hoops. That's the favorite. That's the most favorite and important thing in his life, he said, besides family. So Kevin Durant's not gonna pull a Ben Simmons and just not show up. So where does that leave the Nets? With Kyrie Irving having no trade market and the Lakers drawing a line in the sand, and the market for Kevin Durant is cooling way off right now, it's likely that they're just going to run it back. And if you're the Nets and you're KD and Kyrie, why wouldn't you want that? Ben Simmons, if he doesn't come back and play next year, then God forbid, help me. Ben Simmons should easily be playing next year. There's no ifs, ands, or buts for that. So why wouldn't you want to run it back and try the Ben Simmons situation? Why wouldn't you want that? You got Kyrie at the one. You got Seth Curry at the two, or potentially like a Patty Mills, like a shooter. Then you have KD at the three, Ben Simmons at the four, and then you traded for Royce O'Neal. So you have options at the big position, like Nick Claxton, who you re-signed, and I'm blanking out, and Royce O'Neal, who you got from Utah. So you have options. Like, your team on paper is actually just as good, if not better, than last year's team. So you should run it back. Plus, you just picked up TJ Warren, who in the bubble, TJ Warren was looking like MJ in the bubble. There's so many memes on Twitter when that happened, but yeah, and TJ Warren in the bubble was a monster. So why wouldn't you want to see and just run it back? So that's not the worst thing that could happen. Obviously I'd like to see KD go to a different place, but at the same time, also wouldn't mind seeing him on the Nets. Kyrie, I don't think he's gonna go to the Lakers. I think he's stuck on the Nets for the next year. KD, could happen that he gets traded. I think he will. I think is going to happen is KD's not going to get traded for nearly what we're thinking. I think he'll get traded for like an all-star, I think he's going to get traded for an all-star, two rotational players, and like three or four first-round picks. But the aspect of four first-round picks and two all-stars, that's out the window. But that's what I think will happen with the Brooklyn Nets, KD, Kyrie, drama this offseason. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'm going to try to make a comeback. I've been really off and on, but I've been writing a lot of articles and blogs the last couple months, and I love that also. But I do miss the podcast game. So if you do want to check out my blogs, I write every single day. I always have them up by like 9 a.m. Eastern time. If you want to go check that out, I have an Instagram. Go check it out on my Twitter. And yeah, go check it out. It is the same name on all those social media handles as this podcast, The Sports Stop. So thank you for listening. If you are still here, I'm going to try and make a comeback. And yeah, appreciate you guys. Love you.